It's 30 years since the publication of the Vatican document on the family, Familiaris Consortio. The apostolic exhortation of Pope John Paul II was born after the 1980 Bishop's Synod on the family. Dr. David Thomas was an advisor to the US bishops at this international meeting in Rome. In this podcast, he starts by looking at the passage from Familiaris Consortio that says, every pastoral initiative should be evaluated in light of its impact on the family. So, does Dr. Thomas think that we've actually achieved that in the years since its publication?
Here's the difficulty with that. When you talk about the impact on the family, you have to ask, first of all, whose family are you talking about? I mean, is it the family that has five, six, seven children? Is it the family who have desired to have children but been unable to? Is it the family where there is mixed faith or mixed culture or whatever it is? So whenever you talk about the impact of family, it's an invitation also to think very broadly and very, I would say, altruistically. Because one of the dangers is in any kind of assessment like this is that we become narrow to the point that we think only of our own family, and we think of our own family as normative of everything else. I'm reminded of a rather famous family therapist by the name of Murray Bowen, who brought into the conversation among family therapists the whole notion of the family as a system, as an interrelated living system, and so forth, and the importance of the family of origin for therapists who are going to help other families. And in the program that he ran at Georgetown University many years ago, it was a two-year program, and he spent the whole first year having the students, the future therapists, gain an understanding of their own family background. So they worked, in a sense, on their own family for a year so they can work on and help other families for the rest of their lives. Therapy. Interesting point.
Therapy for the therapist.
Absolutely. He knew the power of the family of origin to influence that. The other thing that you ask is, are we doing this successfully in the church? This is not an easy thing to do, especially by church leadership, which does not have, you might say, the experience of ordinary family life, especially as adults. I knew a priest once who had oftentimes gave examples in his homilies of family life, but all of his stories stopped at age 14. And I once asked him, I said, what year did you enter the seminary? And he said, oh, I think I was 14. And I kind of said, oh, now I understand why you don't have any family stories after that. But then I have to tell you another story about a priest friend of mine who was a very pastoral priest. People loved him. But like all of us, he had one little quirk. And that was that he hated for people to come late for Sunday Mass. If you did walk in a little late, he sometimes would even stop and he'd kind of look at you and, you know, you felt like crawling in on all fours. But anyway, you know, people tolerated that. We all have our little differences and idiosyncrasies. It so happened that this particular priest had a sister who had difficulties with drugs. And she became pregnant and had a son. And after a couple of years, it was learned that she was not really able to take care of him. So as things would go to keep the son in the family, the priest ended up being his legal guardian. So here you are with a Catholic priest, celibate and so forth, but also taking care of a two-year-old, who then became a three-year-old and a four-year-old and so forth. And it was fine. The people in the parish helped out with babysitting and what have you. One day, we were all gathered there for Sunday Mass, and no father. The priest wasn't there. You know, we waited 5 minutes, nothing. People started to look at each other, started to whisper. 10 minutes, still, oh, wait a second. People could hear noise in the corridor. And sort of almost running down the corridor was, his name was Roger, Father Roger. And he, you know, opened the church door. He had kind of his chasuble over one shoulder. He was just trying to pull it on. And he was, you know, racing up to the altar. And he finally got up there and he looked out to the assembled congregation and he said, quote, Justin, boy's name, would not cooperate. Well, of course, all the parents in the congregation, you know, smiled knowingly at each other. And then the strangest thing happened. All of a sudden, it was like a set of light bulbs went on inside Father Roger's head. He kind of looked very, very quiet for a second, and then he looked very sad, and then he looked very guilty. And he said, "Oh my gosh," as he looked out to all of us. He said, "I apologize. I would get angry at you when you were late for Mass. And here I am." And he just was like almost speechless because he realized that a new insight was coming into his mind. And the insight was, look at things through the eyes of a family. Look at things through the eyes of parents, especially parents with young children. From then on, he was much more, how should I say, willing to accept the late comings of some of his people. He actually ended up saying at the end of that, he says, "Actually, I don't know how some of you even get here at all." So it was a good moment. So he had his moment of awareness of a family perspective, is that when you look at life through the eyes of parents, young children, parents with adolescents, families that are taking care of elderly people, families who are taking care of children or adults who may be mentally ill or you know, disadvantaged in some way or another, things change. You can't look at things as simply as you used to. So as this notion of a family perspective becomes more a part of the life of our church, you get church leadership now asking questions about, maybe we have too many meetings for some of our people. Maybe we have too many organizations. Maybe we are taking people away from their families to bring them to church, and maybe that's not totally appropriate, especially if we understand what we talked about before, is that the family itself is the church. So, you know, I think we're getting better at this, but I'm sure there's a lot of room for potential growth in this area as well.
Dr. David Thomas there, who was an advisor to the US bishops at the 1980 Bishops' Synod on the Family in Rome.